very well. I mean, I suppose it could have been a much worse day in terms of the scoreboard. We battled well for a long period of the game. Then a goal was always going to be a major score in that kind of tight battle, and they got it, unfortunately, and that put us on the back foot for a period of time, and they looked in total control. But I think it's great credit to our boys that they dug in, they fought back, and they got to within a point. And I suppose even a free at the end there would have made it even a difference. If we had scored that free, it would have made it even a more sort of tight battle to the end. But obviously we're not happy with the outcome or the result, and you know, we're not looking about sort of moral victories of, oh, you pushed them close or you ran them close. It wasn't about that. We intended to win this game. We felt we were capable of winning the game, and we didn't win it. So when that happens, you're hugely disappointed. The only saving grace is it doesn't knock us out of the championship altogether. We have another chance, and it's not often you would sort of lose a game at this time of the year in an All-Ireland quarter final and think you still have another chance. So it's a blessing that way for us. It gives us 2 weeks to prepare for another quarter final, if you like, and if we win it, we'd be in the semi-final. So a difficult day, and it's a pity the effort the players put in that they didn't get something more out of the game. But that's life, and hopefully we can learn from it.
It was a very different game from last year's semi-final. Were you happy where you were at half-time, 2 points down?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you're never happy when you're 2 points down, but we're happy in that we gave a huge effort in the first half, and because we put such an effort into it, obviously we were still in the game, and we felt that we had a good 35 minutes in us again after that. We felt we could push Dublin to the end of the game because we felt that we'd been through, I suppose, a tougher battle over the last number of months than they would have been in their games accordingly. So we felt the longer we could stay in the game, the greater the chance was that we could push them to the pin of their collar. If we hadn't conceded that goal, it would have been interesting to see how the game would have panned out, but that's all conjecture now. The bottom line is, on the day, they were, as they are, the great champions, and they beat us, and that's their way home safely in the semi-final, I'd say, at this stage. So good luck to them. Well, that's it. I mean, you know, we probably wouldn't be totally happy with our shot conversion, but that's not always about the person kicking the ball. In a game like that, against quality opposition like Dublin, you're under pressure every kick you're taking. So that's actually going to reduce your percentage success anyway. I suppose I made the point, and I made it to David Coldrick in a very mannerly fashion, that I just felt one wee thing that happened in the first half when he let them have a retake of a free that one of our players ran across the eye line of the kicker. And at the very end there, when Ronan Neal was taking his kick, which is a very vital time of the game, I felt that Kevin McManaman could have shook hands with him on the way past his kick. So I just made that point in a pleasant manner to the referee, and he honestly said he didn't see it, or if he had seen it, he would have done something about it. So I have to accept that. Well, it was kind of, you know, we just went for it. There's no point in trying to defend a 5 or 6 point deficit. You had to go for it, and we decided to do that, and maybe that took them a wee bit by surprise. And again, we picked off some nice scores during that time, but there was an energy about us maybe that was missing for periods of the second half, and that energy just seemed to come back to us. Maybe it was the case of fighting their second win, if you like, in the second half. But I just felt that it doesn't take much to change the trend of a game. If you pick off a score or two, then you can really put the heat on the opposition, and I think the players did that, and they deserve great credit for the way they did it. If we go and perform well in Ballybuffet and get a result there, we'll say this was a great match for us in preparation for that. But that has to be done yet. So until we arrive in Ballybuffet and arrive out of it with a result that's positive, then we won't be able to say much about that. It's a very difficult place to go when they have a huge record there. They haven't been beaten in so many years. But you know what? I'm glad that we have the chance to go, because any other year we'd be waiting on the McKenna Cup now, and at least we have another chance to play in an All-Ireland quarter final, which essentially all these games are. And it's not often you get to play in 3 quarter finals in the one season, but we're getting that chance this time. And if we can win the second of these quarter finals, then it would put us in the semi-final, and that would be a really great result if we could do it. Well, it's probably good that it's come at this time, because the players have been on the road and been playing. Even though some of these results ended up with good scores for us, they had to work hard to get those scores. And it was week in, week out, and now we've picked up a few injuries, which adds to the problem of the whole thing. So look, it's good to be where we are, that we still have another chance, and we'll try and do our best to avail of that. But obviously Donegal will have other ideas too.